Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Monday, the 7th day of May, 2012, and we are going to be live here for the next 3 hours, Lord willing. And I am going to attempt as best I can to take your phone calls. We also have Catherine Albrecht joining us over a new DARPA/Pentagon report that they, for the military safety, of course, the TSA needs to stick their hands down your pants for your safety, and they need to surveil you without warrants for your safety and put sodium fluoride in your water and cancer viruses in your vaccines for your safety. But for the military personnel's safety, they all need implantable microchips. My cousin, I don't know, it must have been a decade ago now, I saw him out at a family event, and he was a military officer, still is, and he said, he's in the Army. He said, wow, you're not making this stuff up. They called us all together, several hundred officers, and told us that selective forces would start getting microchips soon and then it would be classified. I saw him a few years later and he wouldn't talk to me about it. And he said, I'm not going to discuss it. So I guess he probably got the microchip for all I know. We're not in Kansas anymore. But I'm still kooky and bad for saying it's coming, even though now it's in place. Because everybody knows they don't microchip the troops. I mean, that'd be an Orwellian police state. Everybody knows they don't listen to our phone calls without warrants. That's illegal. Everybody knows, right? Everybody knows there's not re-education camps in America. Everybody knows they're not going to put political dissonance in them, even though they say they are. Everybody knows America's run by the American people. Of course, we're not. So we have a big decision to make here. Are we just going to go along with this and just kind of be acclimated to it? That's what's happening. Everything is a Pavlovian dog training acclimation. The TSA in the airports, now on the streets, the military at every public event, posters and signs saying support the military. That means support the globalists that control our military. I mean, if you're even halfway awake, this is cartoon-level propaganda. If I was Kurt Vonnegut and going to write a satirical, futuristic police state 50 years ago, which he did write several books like that, I couldn't come up with something out of my imagination this over-the-top. And to have giant swaths, giant cutlets of the population totally unaware of what's going on. Walking into machine gun fire, the GMO, the aspartame, the bisphenol A, the chemicals, all of it, the death rates just skyrocketing. We are in the middle of a Holocaust. We are in the middle of a genocidal operation. The numbers are all there, just off the charts. If I could put graphs up here on screen for people watching at PrisonPlanet.tv, and we are going to do some more of these graphs. We've done them in the past. Not just showing government killing 262 million people last century, but all the other big events. It is mind-boggling. It is mind-blowing that governments have learned to not line you up and shoot you because people will go ahead and know they have nothing left to lose and fight back. They just slowly start poisoning the food and water. And everybody's stumbling around, poisoned by it, in a near narcoleptic state. And you can just see it happening everywhere. And all your neighbors got cancer, the other one's got it. Yeah, their kid's dying of it. Yeah, my buddy at work's wife's dying, 25. Yeah. Most of the kids on my block are autistic. Well, that's just the way it is. Hey, Walgreens has got some free flu shots going right now. Hey, let's get some GMO cornflakes, huh? How's that sound? For Junior. Yeah. Yeah, DU is good for the troops, too. Stay with us.
Be Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, welcome, and thank you so much for joining us on this live Monday worldwide broadcast. I am Alex Jones, your host, and if you're a new listener, all I want is to be free. All I want is a chance for others to be free. I want my human dignity, and I am very concerned about the number one unnatural killer of human beings in history, and that, of course, is government. In every culture, every society, every period of history, undoubtedly, University of Hawaii, Chicago, business school, they've all done studies. You can look it up for yourself. Democide killed 262 million people in the 20th century. The numbers in the last 12 years, 11 and a half years of this new century are well over 10 million. Government. I'm going to say that again, is the number one threat. But on the television, in the control room, in the television, back in the break room, we have different newscasts on. And whether it's Fox or CNN, Fox in this room, CNN in that room, or MSNBC down the hall as we monitor globalist different flavors of poison Kool-Aid here in the global Jim Jones compound, they give you, choices, different flavors of it, but it has the same deadly globalist ingredients. All I heard about is how they're toppling al-Qaeda, a big victory, but the new enemy is domestic groups. And I even heard Anwar al-Awlaki, how they killed him last year, and what a great victory that was. This is a guy admitted to work for the FBI and the Pentagon and to meet secretly with the Pentagon. And I've even had Colonel Schaefer on to openly say, he worked at the highest levels of national security, that yes, Anwar al-Awlaki was, quote, a double agent. Working for the Justice Department. Folks, not a double agent. Four of the five al-Qaeda leaders were all born in the U.S. The mastermind of the 7/7 bombing, a SWAT, was admittedly MI6. That came out in the BBC and even Fox News. It's not debatable. Al-Qaeda works for the bankers, for the enemies of this country. And they use the threat of al-Qaeda to take our liberties. It's so elementary. They just said we're going to build up a giant police state and spy on you without warrants and build FEMA camps for the American people. The globalists would have never gotten away with it. But, oh, it's for the scary men with the turbans. Come on. This is so simple. This is so elementary what's going on. Now, let me give you a rundown of what's coming up today. DARPA is announcing the plans to move forward with microchipping the troops. That's already been going on covertly. I even have it firsthand from a member of my family, who I guess followed orders and took the chip because he does not want to hear about it now. He's like, oh yeah, they all told us that the next few years, the officers and then also special forces and others were going to be getting microchips, subdermal. He goes, wow, you're really right about this. Man, I thought you were crazy. Not anymore. Now it's basically, you probably kept me from getting promotions just because they found out that you're related to me and I don't want to talk to you. You're right about all this stuff, but don't ask me about it. Don't ask me about it. Okay, whatever. Now there it is, Business Insider, World Net Daily. DARPA is saying they want the troops to be chipped for their safety, of course. So Catherine Albrecht is coming up to break that down in the third hour today. Continuing here, we have this Holland guy getting elected, and on the front page of Infowars.com, we've got a photograph of this guy. He looks super creepy. But what have I told you was going to happen? The banksters get the governments of Europe, the United States, England, Australia, Scotland, Ireland, all of them, all under the same management globalist system to sign on globally. This is an old number. It's approaching Dr. Tarpley and many other economists say 2,000 trillion. But it was 1.5 quadrillion. The Washington Post a couple years ago said it was 644 trillion. It was the United States' share of this. Let me say that again. 640 plus trillion. The entire GDP is 14 something trillion a year. The debt is 15 something trillion. This isn't our debt. And Iceland said no. After a year of fighting, we're not going to, quote, pay off these derivatives. And then it turned out 90-plus percent was not owed by them. And the bankers that did run the country fled. Everybody else has fallen. Greece, Ireland, we've fallen to it. Now Spain. And they tell you in the news, you owe this. It's your fault. And a part of it is the social welfare system that's meant to make you dependent. So you pay in to your pension. And so they can steal it through government and through inflation. And so you're tied in and desperately connected to the system and never want to pull out of it. But I told you, I said the fake revolutions in Europe will be socialist. And that's what's happened with this Hollande character. And they replaced the globalist Sarkozy, so-called right-wing, give me a break. They've gotten rid of him, and now they bring in a guy who says he's going to raise taxes. Now they bring in François Hollande, who is an open, committed world government globalist, and who says, I'm going to raise taxes on the rich. That means people making the equivalent. It's a global model under the OECD, $125,000 a year, converted over into euros. You notice that's what Obama says is rich here. This is global standardization because they don't want people to be able to run away with their wealth. So you got Warren Buffett, you got Bill Gates, you got all the top globalists on television and in print every day. There's articles and newscasts. I mean, I'm in restaurants, hotel rooms, anywhere. Turn on the television, it's Bill and Melinda Gates and Warren Buffett and Ted Turner saying the rich need to pay more, raise taxes. What they mean is middle class pay more. The money is then paid in banker bailout. And I know you've got this as an audience, but we need to get this out to the general public. Because when they fully implode the United States, which we're already in the process of, they're going to offer socialism as the solution. And they're going to have the 50 million people on food stamps. And they're going to have the 100 plus million others that are on some form of welfare or government assistance. That's half the country, roughly. And then the contractors and everybody else, they're going to go out and say, give me my big government. And they are going to continue to raise taxes on the middle class to destroy the productive part of the economy. They don't want it to be productive. Then they're going to lower the standard of living. And that's what globalism is. That's the plan. To wreck you, to rob you, and to make you totally dependent on them. And then have the economy collapse and then reorganize the economy under total command and control, authoritarian edicts. You can call it whatever you want, but it's 31 flavors of corruption, 31 flavors of tyranny. They don't teach real political science in colleges. They don't teach full spectrum dominance. They don't. What's taught to the political class, most of them are just idiots, is not even reality. They don't teach it's corporate fascism that sits on top and funds a socialism that then moves into a communism with globalists offshore using that to squeeze the serfs. It's feudalism. You know, the proper term is neo-feudalistic serfdom. That is the most accurate term that you can find in some political text. I mean, that's why you, just as George Orwell talked about the fact of the, you know, the plan under Ingsoc was to destroy the language where you couldn't even communicate. In England, if you call someone homosexual, you're arrested. The scientific name, the police come and arrest you. There's no law. The law just says they can define what's racist. And the BBC and the Sun are both reporting that the police are telling their own employees and own people, if you use the word blacklist, for websites or for information, you will get in trouble or be arrested. You're like, but because it might mean racism. No, blacklist means blacking out someone's name off a list of vendors. You know, when the NSA blacks out something, that's blacklisting it. Blacklist means strike your name off. Means puts you on the list of people that you don't associate with. They have the term blacklist in different formulations in every culture. But again, they're now assaulting words and telling you that they're bad. And so, all over the world, they are involved in attacking productivity because productivity and wealth means independence. And the globalists are control freaks. They enjoy poverty and pain. They love being the only ones with the wealth. And the richest people in the world, from the Rockefellers to the Rothschilds, 24/7, just go look at their quotes daily, are saying, raise taxes, please throw me in the briar patch. Oh my gosh, when they write the laws to be exempt. And it is a giant fraud. And the French, if you even believe the election results, have absolutely asked for it. And that's why France is dying and the French culture is dying. And it's all by globalist design. All been done by design. And the same thing's happening here. And as they implode things, the answer is going to be socialism. The answer is going to be total control. And those of us that produce are going to be absolutely sucked off of by these parasites. Now, when we come back, Paul Watson has now read the entire Army re-education camp document. And it has torture and slave labor in it for Americans. Coming up, we're going to look at different parts of the world and what the globalists are up to, trying to control revolutions and get the people to vote in even more control in their attempt to get away from the globalists. Also, there is a Daily Mail article confirming what we've known for a long time. Many of the top cosmetic makers and others are busy taking parts from aborted fetuses, and women are taking pills filled with the flesh of dead babies, believing it's a fountain of youth. Mirror, mirror on the wall, who is the fairest of them all? Now, it's like the portrait of Dorian Gray, though. I would not want to see what your soul looks like. Thousands of pills filled with powdered human baby flesh discovered by customs officials in South Korea. More than 17,000 pills smuggled into the country have been intercepted since last August. They're viewed as miracle cure for all ailments, but unsurprisingly, they are harmful. Yeah, no kidding. And I was thinking this weekend about Soylent Green, the movie, where, you know, the globalists have destroyed the environment and everything. It's actually an anti-human film and posing as a pro-human film. Charlton Heston's in it. And they find out that the Soylent Green is made out of people. And I was thinking, Soylent Pepsi, we need a graphic with Soylent Pepsi. Because, you know, a year or so ago it came out, they had a biotech company. They were connected to fetal tissue stuff in developing different flavors, flavonoids, I guess. And sure enough, then a few months ago, they had a big board meeting and a court ruled, a federal court ruled that the shareholders of PepsiCo, big Bilderberg group company, are not allowed to know what they're using the baby parts for in the flavoring, but we already know. So enjoy the flavor. Soylent Pepsi. But see, oh, a movie's shocking, but oh, they take babies that are already born, sometimes months old. They come and they grab them, and they throw them in a bucket. And then they beat the parents. They take the woman and sterilize her. In fact, I meant to cover this last week, guys. It was in a major newspaper. I think it was London Telegraph. U.S. funding for sterilization in India. Or aid money funding for sterilization of men and women in India. And again, I just see this all the time. And then I hear yuppies, they say, well, there are too many people. But okay, let's say there are, just for the sake of argument. You're being poisoned, okay? They're putting fluoride in your water, GMO, total sterilization. It's like 99%+ in all mammal species within three generations under this. That's confirmed. We're dead. This is a big deal. It's over. If we don't totally reverse things, because humans have a longer generation than rats. In a couple of years, you can do three generations on guinea pigs or lab mice or white lab rats, whatever the case is. And it's the same findings with all of them. So we're about 20 years into the deep GMOing and 50 into the fluoride and others, or 60 plus, actually. The point is, we're about a third of the way into this right now, and we've got to pull out of this quick. You see, the globalists have something over us that it's so over the top what they're doing that people just have trouble interfacing. Here it is. UK aid helps to fund forced sterilization of India's poor. London Guardian. Money from the Department of International Development has helped pay for controversial program that has led to miscarriages and even deaths after botched operations. Yeah, they give them special tetanus shots, including here in the U.S., where the women get sterilized on the spot, or they especially look for pregnant women. It kills the baby inside or causes just unbelievable problems. But hey, you know, all these genetic ailments the kids are getting, you see, you go out in public, kids in wheelchairs everywhere. Rock on, New World Order. Rock on. Rock on. I mean, you see, I know all of this, and I know I'm right, and I know it's going to get a lot worse. But the horror is so great that the average person cannot face it, just cannot believe it. We're going to go to break and come back with Paul Watson with a detailed report. I'm going to be honest, I probably only read 100 pages of the 300-plus page Army Field Manual. Paul Watson has now read the entire thing and written five articles on it. And unfortunately, it's got slave labor camps in America for the American people. We've known that was coming for a long time. And torture. And this is not an Army Field Manual. This is a confession. This is a confession of pure evil. History, wild, extreme government killing is the norm. Every culture, at one time or another, has demanded the firstborn young be killed and given to the state. Given to the state to be killed. That's part of purging the underclasses. So elites in every culture always thought the population was too great. Every time they've got enough slaves to do their work for them, they start seeing them as roaches that they want to get rid of. There's total disdain in elites across cultural lines throughout history. You'll have, you know, the founder of a civilization or a city-state who is intelligent and altruistic in many cases, but their great-great-grandchildren just become unhappy, spoiled, rotten scum. And there's all the sex and power, and they're worshipped as gods. And they always want to be able to arrest whoever they want, rape whoever they want, and burn down cities for fun. It's a tropism, like a plant sprouts out of a seed and goes towards the sun. This is what civilization is. Those that don't know history are doomed to repeat it. This is what civilization turns into during times of decadence. And if we're not decadent right now worldwide, I don't know what is. Now, Paul Watson last week wrote some articles off of an army manual that the government and others and, you know, the media has covered. They've confirmed, yeah, this is a real army manual. This is what's currently being taught in the last 2 years. to prepare for re-education camps of political dissidents in America. And more than 30 places, it says, for U.S. citizens, social security numbers, how to arrest us, how to duct tape us, how to put us in, you know, stress-compliant positions, torture, and how to use us for forced labor. Well, that's always been the point. The civilian inmate labor camp program was the beta testing of convicts under U.S. military control, state and federal inmates. Now it's going to go to the political dissidents. And that's the whole point of this. I mean, that's Walmart built its business on political slaves in factories. They're locked up in jail cells at night. They're brought into highly controlled factories during the day. Most Chinese public schools now, the children go to school part of the time, work in factories the other part. Firework factories and, you know, Foxconn factories building Apple iPads. There's a lot of blood found in the textiles now. Little kids literally work their fingers to the bone. So this is what's going on. And so we built this horrible economy that destroyed our old real economy, our value-added economy, on slave goods. Now we're going to become, I mean, it's kind of like bulkheads in a ship, and you lower one, the water comes into the next. So globalism lowers everybody. It doesn't rise anybody up but the globalists. Because, again, they're eugenicists that want to set up a world police state to cut off resources to kill the majority of us in the wars and the famines that come out of it and the depressions. And say, you're on welfare now, but you've got to be sterilized. And I have a stack of news from Latin America, Asia, India. Were you on health care? Sterilize yourself. Indian father forced to have a vasectomy to save his son. He was forced to have a vasectomy by doctors in exchange for treating his young son after he was bitten by a suspected rabid dog. This is standard. It's always been that way for 50 years. India offers cars and TV sets for sterilization. And again, there's almost more Indians than there are Chinese. I understand that in many areas of India, it's hellish. But the point is that this is being done covertly, and you need to know about it. And just because you're some racist white yuppie, and you're like, come on, there are too many people. Really? It's being done to you. But the globalists hate you even more. You're the number one enemy because we have the birthright of the Magna Carta and the Republic and 1776 Declaration of Independence. All the trouble the New World Order's had has come out of the West. The New World Order conquered the West and now has its power because of it. But the fight is here. The evil is here in Western Europe, the UK, the United States, Australia, New Zealand. The evil is centered there. But it's also the good is centered there. So this is where the controls are. This is where the battle's happening. And we are dead. The West is dead. 1.3 replacement rate for every two parents. We're dead right now. Most actuaries show it can't even be reversed. If the average person started having seven children and they've economically married, I saw articles this weekend in the U.S. where they're now saying just being poor, the CPS is going to try to take your kids now. You think you're going to go out there and live on the land? They're coming. They're coming. They're coming. They're coming. Now I want to take you to Paul Watson, and then we'll take calls in the second hour. We've got a lot of other news we're going to get to as well, but Paul Watson wrote an article last Friday. And it said Obama mentor wanted to put 25 million Americans in re-education camps. And this is the type of self-censorship, because people, it's a meme, a weak COINTELPRO meme, say we exaggerate or that it's hyperbole. And sometimes I do exaggerate, not on purpose, but, you know, it's a natural thing to do. And I catch myself and back it off. But that's probably one time out of 100, literally. Most of the time when I hear my show later, I am cutting back on how hardcore it is. I'm automatically governing it because I can't even believe it at a subconscious level. It's so incredible. And I call Watson up and I said, hey, buddy, your headline says he wanted to incarcerate 25 mil. It says kill, liquidate, kill. And then I go in and we start having a debate about what eliminate means. And I go, he goes on to say, means kill. Put kill. They want to kill, kill, kill. And is it sensational? You bet. Tyranny is sensational. DARPA coming out and saying, yes, we're going to microchip the troops. I got news for you. It's already been going on with officers and special forces. I don't just have documents and news articles on it. I've got family. And again, these cops call in, and I go, oh, so you've been training with the military. Oh, you have the military and warrant service. Well, Alex, I'm not really supposed to talk about it, but yeah. You're not supposed to talk about it because it's illegal. Torture is illegal. Ordering people to torture is illegal. And of course, you said, well, it's just Al-Qaeda. Oh, it ended up being raping children. This is where it always goes. It's what it always turns into. The globalists want to legalize everything they do. And so what they're doing is they're just legalizing it in practice. They're just setting precedents. And now that we get deeper down the mine shaft, it's going to get crazier and weirder by the day, okay? They want the average person to be like a child and to be unable to deal with real issues. And so I've read the document, over 100 pages of it. Watson's read the whole thing. It's got duct tape, hoods over heads, solitary confinement, stress positions, and it has whole paragraphs on how great these laborers will be for army jobs. So it's got slave labor. See, we call it forced labor. There's Watson ratcheting back what it really is. It's slave labor. The stress positions described and the rest of it, that's torture. So here's the headline today. Re-education camp manual includes rules on isolating political prisoners. Document also describes forced labor. My headline would be, Army prepares forced labor camps for American citizens. Again, I'm not criticizing Watson here. I'm trying to get us all to get our minds around this. If you've studied history, what's about to happen is the norm. Okay? People are like, this can't be happening. It's all happening. It's all. They're telling you, give up all your rights because of Al-Qaeda that's non-existent. Meanwhile, in 1 week, there have been, what, 36 beheadings? On the U.S.-Mexico border, I mean, it's total war bedlam, and the government's all saying the American people are the enemy. The government isn't the government. Paul Watson has now read the entire document, 300-plus pages. I just did Control-F searches through it and read over 100. And we've had the COINTELPRO calling in saying, oh, it's not for citizens, when the whole thing says it is, just to make the debate about is it for citizens, hoping we wouldn't read deeper. And the few guys that got through had this power trip in their voice, very calmly saying, it doesn't say that, because they feel like they're part of the system. They feel like they're going to be part of this. And let me tell you, all these TSA people that are going to be the new National Police Force, they are looking forward. Of course, they're full of pedophiles and pervs and people. Who else wants to do that? They're going to be the dungeon keepers. And the system admits they're going to be manning the emergency centers. So the police and military are going to go out and arrest you, and they're going to take you to these facilities just filled with pot bellies, with cattle prods and stuff. And let me tell you, I've always been for peaceful resolution of this, but no one can go to a re-education camp. They are going to rape your wife and rape your children. They love it. This is the spawn of literal hell that is upon us. These are enemies here in this country. Paul Watson, break down the latest. We've got to get this article out to everybody, and we need another one. We need to title this, you know, Army Establishing Slave Labor Camps for Americans. I mean, and notice the few mainstream media outlets that report on this are like, oh, well, it's no big deal. Maybe it's needed. I mean, this is how far we've come, Paul.
Well, sometimes, Alex, it doesn't matter what headline you put on it. People will find any way possible to deny it. And as you said, first they said it wasn't for citizens. We disproved that with about a dozen or more separate examples where it says directly if the president passes an executive order that nullifies posse comitatus, then everything in this manual applies to U.S. citizens. And there's several references to U.S. territory. There's a reference to identifying prisoners via social security numbers. So we prove beyond doubt that it does apply to U.S. citizens. So then this whole new thing about, oh, this is just a scenario. It's just a plan for some future event. They're always making plans, the army. This will never happen. It's not a plan. It's a manual. It's to train people. This is how you treat detainees in detention camps. And as we saw from Abu Ghraib, I mean, they treat them a lot worse than what's in this manual even. But this says directly that it's all designed to occur in the US as well. So today, this morning, I went through it once again and found this provision about forced labor, which is, again, if you do a control F search, like you said earlier, you can find all this. Page 277 of the manual states, detainees constitute a significant labor force of skilled and unskilled individuals. These individuals should be employed to the fullest extent possible in work that is needed to construct, manage, perform administrative function for, and maintain the internment facility. So they're going to employ through forced labor the detainees, the prisoners, to build and maintain their own prison camp.
And, that's what the New World Order prison planet is. We build our own prison camp. The whole thing's a re-education camp. And that's exactly what I said on RT last week, because I've studied these. These camps are actually to create the trustees to go out and be the operatives in the general public. The real political detainees, they'll never be released. This is mainly a boot camp system for displaced persons, and they become the slobbering, fawning trustees.
All right. It talks about the political prisoners will be separated from the rest of the camp population, and they'll use the PSYOP propaganda on some of the camp population to become informers on the rest of them. So, yeah, that's exactly what it says. And also, with this whole labor issue, the re-education camps, the infamous ones in China and North Korea, which is why all this is so chilling, because the people who don't know that don't know its origins. They don't know that there's 200,000 North Koreans currently in re-education camps over there. But the whole idea behind them is not really re-education. Once they're in the camps, there's no plan to, you know, release them back into society, the political prisoners. It's all about back-breaking forced labor, 14 hours worth of, you know, hard slog with little food and completely inhumane conditions. So that's the case in China and North Korea. And that's why it's such a threat in these manual documents, because, as I said, it mentions forced labor. Also, another thing I found just before, well, about half an hour ago, originally we went with the headline, leaked U.S. Army document outlines plan for re-education camps in America. And in this manual, they outline how these PSYOP officers will indoctrinate political activists to accept their view of US policy. And they use that word, indoctrination. But if you actually go and look at page 281, they're so brazen that they do use the exact term re-educating. It says, planning and conducting PSYOP to achieve other multinational and or joint PSYOP task force or PSYOP support element objectives, such as reorienting or re-educating the IR facility population, that's the prisoners, or setting the stage for acceptance of future operations. So on page 281, they directly say that these officers are responsible for, quote, re-educating the camp population. So how anybody can be exaggerating that when it's right there in black and white in an army manual training document, again, the level of denial knows no bounds.
And remember, well, that's a psychological warfare point, is to always just deny, even as the tank is ramming into your house, they're blaring, we're not assaulting, come out with your hands up. You come out, they found, most people will, oh, and then they shoot you. So it's just like in Mars Attacks, to use a children's analogy. The aliens are running around killing everybody with a loudspeaker saying, don't run, we are your friends. And the people come out with their hands up and the aliens shoot them and go, ha, 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 because it's so funny to them. And that's what's so funny, is they call us the extremists who are awake to this and then sit around laughing. It's like Karl Rove telling the media at a cocktail party, New York Times, Washington Post. He said, we control reality. You'll do whatever we say. And the media said, you're right, sir. We'll do whatever you say. So they could say the sky is, you know, black at high noon. When it's not, the media will say it. And here's the deal. They're already in police manuals now saying, go ahead and pick somebody up and take them in. I've seen this in law enforcement magazines, if they've got to get us out of the UN sticker for questioning. And then now you'll just, at first they're starting to set up these facilities where they just take you in for no reason. Everybody's getting used to being arrested. The police have been told, arrest people for no seatbelt, get everybody in the system. Next time you get arrested, you don't come back. and they just hand you over to the feds, you disappear. And for a while, they're going to get away with that, but then everybody is just going to start resisting when anybody pulls them over. But that's part of the plan then, and the government's going to say, look, see, the American people are terrorists. They're starting to shoot any cop that pulls them over. I mean, can police see where this is going to go?
Well, I mean, police are going to be involved with doing it because it says, you know, DHS, ICE, FEMA, civil support operations in the aftermath of man-made disasters, terrorist attacks, accidents, or incidents in the U.S.
and its territory. All right, your Skype's breaking up, Paul. It's usually fantastic. We'll check things on your end and our end, reconnect with you and come back. Yeah, I mean, this is forced labor camps. It's got torture stuff in it. And this is the new freedom. You're not patriotic if you're not for force. Again, criminal interests have taken over. They're going to all go to prison if we ever take the country back. So they're going to overthrow the country completely. And they're going to stage terror attacks, everything else, and use the collaborator media and population to pose as the saviors. I mean, we have been captured by a foreign banking cartel. We are occupied. We've still got some media systems. We are the counter-revolution they warn of. That's why police and all your manuals were demonized. We're what's left of America. It's so simple, but you've got to wake up to the occupation to understand it. Here's Alexander Solzhenitsyn. It was in the Russian slave camps. And how we burned in the camps later, thinking, what would things have been like if every security operative, when he went out at night to make an arrest, had been uncertain whether he would return alive and had to say goodbye to his family? Or if during periods of mass arrest, as for example in Leningrad, when they arrested a quarter of the entire city, people had not simply sat there in their lairs, paling with terror at every bang on the downstairs door and every step on the staircase, but had understood that they had nothing left to lose and had boldly set up in the downstairs hall an ambush of half a dozen people with axes, hammers, pokers, or whatever else was at hand. These are folks that didn't have guns. The organs would have very quickly suffered a shortage of officers and transport, and notwithstanding all of Stalin's thirst, the cursed machine would have ground to a halt if we didn't love freedom enough. And even more, we had no awareness of the real situation. We purely and simply deserve everything that happened afterward. Alexander I. Solzhenitsyn. Well, I'm Alexander Jones of Texas, of the once great Republic of the United States, and we are occupied worldwide. The same management system is in Europe, is in Australia, is in Canada, is in Mexico. It's global management government. And they now are putting TSA everywhere. They're now setting up checkpoints everywhere. They've now got fascist propaganda. They're now admitting they're all listening to us. All of this is happening. World governments being announced. England, total tyranny is being announced. Exact same stuff. Disappearances, secret arrest. China's got the same system. This is global government. We're toe-to-toe with the New World Order. And all over the document, how DHS is going to round us up and put us in camps. And they are hiring with psychological tests. Well, who they hire at the camps in Iraq? People kicked out of federal and state jails for raping people. They are building armies of just the most deranged, sickening demons you can imagine. And they're going to send the police and military out to grab us and carry us back to them. And let me tell you, the public deserves what they get, and those that are part of this deserve what you get. Paul Watson, your comments you were trying to get to on the rest of the document.
Well, I was just making the point that there's this whole meme about, oh, this is on Infowars.com. That means it can't be true. There's a quote that says, this is a continuation of the Infowars narrative of internment camps. This is not a territory. That's what I think.
Yeah, see, we're bad because we're right. When we're right, that's the proof we're bad. We're crazy because we're right. People can't admit that we're right. It's not like, oh, you were right, let's do something. But that's psyops. That's the minority you're listening to, Paul. But it does show they're psyoping.
Well, A, it's laziness because they can't be bothered to read. It's 326 pages. They can't be bothered to read any of it. So it's easier just to say, oh, that's from InfoWars. It's probably BS. But B, my thinking, you know, the media got excited a couple of months ago about President Bashar Assad's emails that were leaked with some mindless nonsense in them. Imagine if they found a leaked document out of Syria where Assad planned to intern political dissidents, forced labor, and re-educate them. Do you think the media would be interested? Well, yes, they would. Not in this case.
Well said. We have to invade. They have Al-Qaeda blowing up stuff, and in the news say, see, we've got to go in. Assad's bad because Al-Qaeda blew stuff up. I mean, my gosh, well said, Paul. Let's come back and explore that more. Then I'm going to give the number out. Stay with us.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You know, Brigade Homeland, 4 years ago, the Pentagon admitted they're training 370-plus thousand troops to have auxiliary missions for crowd control, civil unrest in the U.S. ahead of the control collapse. Same thing's happening in Europe. Global standardization. We get an army manual. It's confirmed to be real. And it gets massive traffic on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, but almost no one else picks it up. And if they do, they just say, well, what's wrong with re-education camps? What's wrong with torture? What's wrong with slave labor? So, Paul, I think you need to do an article with a boil down of all of it and just say, you know, proof that media is complicit or media refuses to cover slave labor, U.S. slave labor camp news, and point out the whole thing with the Assad regime, because this is... Or maybe a headline, the United States becoming North Korea. Or media will not cover U.S. North Korean-style slave camps. Because we need to punch this out into the media. And because the reason they won't cover this, just like it took a week for my act that we broke to get out in the news and other documents, and Ron Paul's office got calls, and Lord bless him, he's like, we don't know if that's real for a week. They, you know, no one would just call the FBI and find out it was real. Or call, you know, the state police there in Kansas or Missouri and find out it was real. We've got to force this out in the open because, of course, they're not covering it. It shows how controlled the media is that this is confirmed slave labor camps, slave labor re-education camps. And it just shows they will not cover it. They will not, because also, it's not just that they're controlled. Then they've got to admit we're right. Then people've got to admit stuff's scary. And this creeping national security states all around them, Paul.
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? They can't cover it because they can't deny it. They can't make up some little excuse about how we exaggerated it because, I mean, take the article I wrote on Friday. Yes, the re-education camp manual does apply domestically to U.S. citizens. That is 50-60% of it is direct quotes. Most of the rest of it is screenshots. You can't exaggerate direct quotes. You can't put a spin on them when they're directly lifted from the manual itself. So that's why they don't want to cover it. And people deny it because they haven't lived through hundreds of years of history whereby in every country, in every century, a group of people get persecuted, whether it's, you know, Jews in Nazi Germany, blacks during the slavery era, Catholic priests in 16th century England that had to hide in priest holes because goons would come and try and hunt them down and kill them. And the 21st century is going to be the century of persecution of political dissidents. And this whole thing about building detainment internment camps to house them is a central part of it. But people can't handle it because they haven't lived through history, they don't know history, and they think that just because we've got computers and satellite television and smartphones that none of this can happen, even though it's happened in every other century
and again,
throughout history.
Again, I liken it to one roach you see, and then you see 20. There's thousands. If you're seeing 20 roaches when you turn the light on, that means there's thousands in your house, you know, in the basement and the crawl spaces. They have lined up this giant operation, you know, 50 times, literally, bigger than the Manhattan Project of total control surveillance. The cops all feel like they're special because they're part of it and have the military with them on gun raids and stuff. It's all illegal. And there's just a giant national security state bringing the drugs in. It's so corrupt. Now it snatches little kids. I mean, it's just people have no idea that just all around them is pure evil. And then Paul, I just don't know what to do. I mean, this is incredible.
Well, it's people wouldn't have believed that the federal government would have hired goons to feel up kids and, you know, get on buses and interrogate people. But it's happening. It's happening right now. So stop living in denial.
Paul Watson, I want to come back and give you 2 or 3 minutes to finish any other points you've made, but just incredible points so far. Help us save this country and the world, folks. This is so real. Look at it. It's all around you. Oh, man. Obviously, some people are listening. 5 million guns a month being sold.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I wanted Paul Watson just to give you a general briefing on this plan. This is not a contingency plan. It is the manual of the takeover of America and the arrest of political dissidents that don't want to go along with the New World Order. We have all the other training manuals of who they're going after. It's gun owners, conservatives, libertarians, returning veterans, retired police officers, anybody who isn't going to go along with total socialism leading into communism. But again, run by big banks who are offshore, who want to destroy the economy, re-educate the population, transfer the wealth to themselves, and then come in with a fake revolution like with the Russians and call it free market, but where everybody's poor except for a tiny elite. That's really the model, is they bring in the socialism, then the communism, then that implodes, and they bring in fascism. And of course, in the colleges the globalists have financed and run, they don't teach that. They teach socialism and communism are at odds with fascism. But in all the top globalist documents that I've read and things written by people like Carol Quigley, Tragedy and Hope, who's one of their top historians, he explains that fascism or neo-feudalistic serfdom control sits atop the socialist combine. Then they bring in the Red Terror commie level next. We're getting ready for that. They would like to bring it in. The fact that we're here raising the alarm may back it off. Again, if you just joined us, I'm Alex Jones. This is Infowars.com. We have Infowars Nightly News every night at 7 o'clock. I want to do this again today. I've got all this incredible world news, all this stuff happening. The big elections in Europe. I covered some of that at the start of the last hour, but none of that is important compared to the giant police state that's being rolled out now that's been built behind the scenes. Re-education camp manual includes rules on isolating political prisoners. Document also describes slave labor. Paul uses the term forced labor. And under FEMA, the 10 regions, under the FEMA Corps, all of this, the clergy response teams, the InfraGuard, the citizen spies, it's for the American people. It isn't for Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda is run by the CIA. And the CIA doesn't work for the United States. It works for the foreign banks. On record. That's what's happened. Europe's been conquered by Goldman Sachs. We've been conquered through fraud. And they plan on using total police state to enforce their capture. The United States has been captured. They're now moving in to try to censor the web and talk radio. They're now trying to mop up the resistance. I got news for them. Too late. We already sent out the emergency transmissions. And don't look at the mall Martians and the zombies out there and think you've got America beaten. There is a large core of people that, quite frankly, is growing. It's over 25% that is really figuring out what's going on. There's about 5% that's super hardcore. 25% is accelerating their awakening. 40 to 50% is somewhat awake. Congress has a 9% approval rating. Most people, though, have just given up and just said that's a bunch of crooks. And it's time to give the number out. I want to hear from police and military. I've told you all this was coming. I told you TSA on the streets was coming. I told you that your appliances were surveilling you. It was in all the patents and admitted. I told you all this is now admitted. All this is now admitted. What do we do now that I've been proven right? Not because I'm smart. It's all public. I saw them say the G20 in Pittsburgh was the model for the rest of the world. I saw them 12 years ago. 13 years ago in 99, say no free speech in Seattle on video. The First Amendment has been suspended. They said it on the news and on loudspeakers. I've witnessed it everywhere. They do these little mini martial laws and bring cops in from everywhere to test and make sure when they set off some nukes or something or release a bioweapon and pose as saviors on the news to make sure you go along with it. And they're going to have fake militia groups attack local police and people to get the war started, to get the civil war started, just like the globalist blew up Shiite and Sunni mosque to get each other killing each other in Iraq. That was part of that plan. That's been declassified. They're planning on this. Are we going to do it? I want to hear from the police and military. 800-259-9231. I had a couple of police calling last Thursday, and I'm like, have you done warrant service with military in police uniform? Yes, we have. See, the general public doesn't even know that. So, are you in a free country? Can you call in and talk about this stuff? What won't you put up with? Do you really buy the returning veterans are going to be the big terror group? Well, I guess when you try to take their kids and put them in re-education camps, they're going to start killing people, and they're going to be called terrorists. Understand, that's the plan. They're going to start fights with the American people and back us into corners, and when we defend ourselves, we're going to be called terrorists. Well, let me tell you who the terrorists are. It's the stinking foreign occupational government we've got that paid $20-plus billion to move General Motors factories overseas. The terrorists are the people that have had the autism rate go from 1 in 25,000 to 1 in 58. The terrorists are the people butchering our Bill of Rights and Constitution. All right, I'm done. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. Police and military, I want to hear from you. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. I mean, what is it going to take? Are you going to just go along with the system because of peer pressure, because you think you'll be safe doing that? They plan on eliminating the patriots in this country and the police and military by having us kill each other. That's the globalist model, is divide and conquer. I don't want to be part of this. But it's clear now, looking at the tea leaves, looking at all the signs that are there, one of the main options, one of the main cards in the globalist hand, in their fist, is stage terror attacks, starting provocations, and going for a gun confiscation to start a civil war. The NRA's milquetoast, folks, and they came out last year and said, yes, they've got internal memos and documents that Obama plans to, quote, ban guns. That's the headline in his next term. Well, Romney will do it, too. Let me tell you something. They nuke a city, and Romney tells people to turn their guns in. A lot of them are. All right, going back to Watson. Watson, give people a final briefing. We're going to go to break and come back with phone calls.
Well, I found a definition on re-education camps, and it's re-education through labor, also called Laojiao, a form of penal detention in China or the Soviet gulags for, quote, re-education of class enemies and reintegrating them through labor into the Soviet society. And in this manual, this army manual that applies to U.S. citizens, it says that the PSYOP team will be responsible for, quote, using indoctrination programs to reduce or remove antagonistic attitudes, as well as targeting, quote, political activists with such indoctrination programs to provide, quote, understanding and appreciation of U.S. policies and actions. And then, as I said earlier, page 281, it says, reorienting or re-educating the IR facility population is, again, a role of the PSYOP officer. So admitted re-education camps, forced labor camps, applies to U.S. citizens, and yet nothing whatsoever in the mainstream media. People should take these articles and just bombard ABC, CNN, all of them with these articles and say, are you going to cover this? What if President Assad in Syria was advocating forced labor camps, re-education camps for the rebels, the glorious Al-Qaeda rebels? Do you think they'd cover it then? Well, of course they would, but they're not covering it now because this applies in America. It's a direct threat, and it's another glaring example of how America is turning into a militarized police state.
And by the way, I've talked to the troops, but I've seen it myself in an MIT magazine. They brag everything done in Iraq with checkpoints, face scans, all of that, national ID cards. That's the model for Western countries. We are the enemy. The bankers run our military. And they're coming in with a system where our entire country is a giant re-education camp.
Yeah, that's why they've got 9,300 checkpoints they had last year. TSA is getting more funding. They're going to have even more checkpoints this year. And what's Iraq full of? Checkpoints, because it's an occupied country. America is fast becoming an occupied country.
Every new movie I watch that's an action movie is they say, oh, just a routine checkpoint in the countryside, in the city. They show every movie I see now checkpoints, and they always say, oh, just a routine checkpoint. That's government propaganda placement in all the shows. I mean, folks, do you realize how deep we are in this? We are under total psychological warfare attack. This is a vicious assault. This is a very aggressive assault. And again, they don't want us to raise the alarm before the provocation event, they roll it out. That's why they won't cover it. They don't want this out until they stage the terror attack.
Yeah, and with the FBI fomenting every domestic terror attack we see, you know, getting the patsy in to start it all off, then it's a very real possibility, seeing as they've been caught behind every major domestic terror attack in the last 5-10 years.
And it's a mirror in England. They're putting in all the same legislation there and just said, yeah, we listen and watch everything you do without warrants in England. That's all over your news as well. Exact same system.
Yeah, it's a uniform program, which is why you see the same things at roughly the same time happening in Europe and America.
Global government, banker run.
Yeah, Goldman Sachs rules the world.
Well, you know, I've always tried to fix things, but I mean, I got to tell everybody, folks, you can't go to a re-education camp. And when they start it, it's going to be some unpopular group, and they're going to, you know, beta test it. Well, you know, plus we have the Emergency Centers Act because things are collapsing. That's how they're going to roll it out, is the millions of homeless are going to be in them at first, but then they're going to force everybody else into them. They're going to have a prison section. Go ahead.
Well, the DHS has already established camps for the threat of mass migration, and that was outlined in Rex 84. So, yeah, and as you've documented in Texas, they've already got camps for illegal immigrants, so they'll start out on illegals, and people will support it, and then they'll extend it from there.
Well, that's what they admit they're planning to do. Thank you, Watson. All right, I want to hear from police and military. Thank you, Paul. 800-259-9231. I want to hear from active duty. I want to hear from police. Are you going to go along with this? Your call straight ahead, 800-259-9231. Infowars.com is the website. Get this article out. Okay, I will get to more news after your calls, and then Catherine Albrecht's joining us. The Pentagon's announcing plans to microchip troops. DARPA wants it. It's already been going on. But again, when it's all announced to the public, I won't be good for being right. I'll be a bigger kook because I was right. That's how the PSYOP works. Of course, the truth is people are waking up, and we actually fall into the PSYOP. Watson was doing it, even responding to people in denial. Those who are going to be in denial and those that run the PSYOP who give entree to them, they're just giving cowards an opportunity to not look at the facts. We know this is tyranny. We know everything happening is part of a police state takeover. And we better start reversing it and take our states back. It's just that simple. And we get the word out that we don't just have a nasty, corrupt government. We have a really wicked government. It's not a government. It is a occupation by a foreign force of criminals. Okay, we've got Matt in Washington, a police officer. David, who's Navy, listening on an iPod. We got Jesse, military, Army. We're going to go to everybody here in just a moment. We got Dan and others. Let's go to Matt, who is a police officer. What do you make of it? I mean, forced labor camps, slave camps, re-education camps for libertarians and conservatives? I mean, that's the American way, isn't it?
Well, I fall into that category, Alex, so I guess I'll be in the camp, too.
Wow. Well, I guess if they just take enough of us away to the camp, though, they think everybody will just get in line and say, okay, I love world government.
Well, I'm telling you right now, whether I'm in uniform or not, I'm going to fight them. I'm not going to that camp, so they better get prepared. I want to tell you something. I know a couple months ago, as you know, our economy is so-called collapsing, and our city is going through a financial situation. We run in the black, but we're down to the bare bones, and we had a meeting with our city administrator and assistant city administrator, and they were talking about how we needed to write more tickets to bring in more revenue, because that was the difference between getting a new patrol car or not. And I piped up and said, hey, we haven't had a new patrol car in 4 years. And we're not revenue-generating police officers, and we're not going to do that. Well, then a couple weeks later, they pulled the chief in and said, hey, we're going to give a $1,000 bonus to whoever writes the most tickets. And he said, no, we're not going to do that. So we do stick up, you know, we do stick up and tell our administrators.
No, I know there are good police all over the country. No, listen, I know there are good police all over the country. That's what's been holding. Look. I've had this epiphany, and of course, it's common sense, but it's so clear to me. You have a tiny criminal elite at the top who can only operate because all of us are naive about how evil they are, and then they've got all these PR rollouts for why they do things, and they're trying to get us to go along with them, but people didn't go along with torture, people aren't going along with world government, but the globalists don't care, they're just pushing. I mean, how do you think they'd try to get away with putting people in a re-education camp? I mean, that shows how radical and nuts these people are.
And, Alex, this is why we have to come together and tell them no, because when we do, they back down. It's when we don't say anything and we go along with the program, then they win. So it starts at the local level. You tell them, no, we're not going to do it. They're not going to fire all of you. We stood together as a brotherhood. I come from a department of about 15 men, and we told them no. And you know what? They're leaving us alone.
Well, that's the problem. Some of these big departments are totally federally run, and they just do whatever they want. But it is crazy. Anything else you'd like to add?
No, I'd just like to tell my fellow brothers and sisters out there, maybe those that are on the fence, listen, wake up. I've been a police officer for 15 years. I've listened to Alex for almost 2 years. He knows what he's talking about. Listen, we don't take people's word for it. We research it. Go out there and research it. Look at his website. Read everything that's on there, and then research it yourself. It's real. We need to stand behind this guy, and listen, we need to take back this country. Freedom. Freedom rings. Thanks, Alex.
Thank you. Look, I'm standing behind everybody else, too. Look, I wish this wasn't real. I wish I wasn't the guy on air. I wish so badly that we could reverse this, but these globalists are so powerful and so rich, this is their entertainment. It's like the world is a risk board to them, and this is their fun. They play with our lives like we're little toys. And the reality is so crazy that I know why people don't want to believe it, because I can't believe it. When I have gone to countless urban warfare drills that are public, and I witnessed the military training to confiscate guns, and then I saw them do it in New Orleans, and then now I see them admitting it, and then I see people in denial, there's this long-term program to turn the military and police against us. I know, I don't believe, I know it's backfired to a certain extent, because the propaganda is so ridiculous when they get police behind closed doors and tell them that the founding fathers are bad that people go, what? So the globalists are so over the top that it may actually wake people up. What I'm going to do, I'm going to talk to Dan, Jesse, David, Gerald, and a few others, and then I'll get into the other world news ahead of Catherine Albrecht joining us. But this is all done incrementally, this tyranny. And then they bring you to a jump point with a big event that takes place and then roll out the next level of control. And boy, is it broken down in the news today. You can see it coming into clearer and clearer view. You know, I believe in preparedness, and that's also how we finance our operation here, so it's a win-win. I did over a year of research before picking a new water filter company to promote. I just couldn't promote the other one anymore because of listener complaints and things. And I did some research, tested out a bunch of different brands, and I think ProPure, from the stats I've seen and using it in my own home and here at the office, is the best system out there, bar none. And, well, I can show PrisonPlanet.tv viewers a shot of it here. This is the Traveler. This is what we use on the RV. It's bigger than most Travelers that you see from other companies. It's beautiful stainless steel, has the stainless steel spigot. It's not plastic junk, doesn't have the bisphenol A leaching out. And if you look inside of them, by going to Infowars.com, anybody can look at it. They have the fluoride filter optional on the bottom, but on the top, it's got the gravity-fed filter impregnated with the silver inside, and it's a bigger domed filter and works a lot better than the leading competitors. So go look at the stats at Infowars.com with ProPure and your purchases of the high-quality product. Also makes this show possible and allows us to hire more crew, more reporters, and put out more news and information. Because we're self-financed here. We don't have George Soros or the New World Order funding us like the mainstream globalist trader media or NBC getting hundreds of millions of taxpayer money in bailouts. And that's why they push all this anti-gun, anti-family garbage. So go to Infowars.com. We have 10% off on ProPure. We already have the lowest price anywhere. For ProPure at Infowars.com. But if you add water, the promo code, and you get additional 10% off at Infowars.com. You can also call toll-free 888-253-3139. Okay, let me just shut up and go to your phone calls now. Let's go to Gerald, who's Special Forces, was Special Forces, now in the National Guard. Gerald in Arkansas. What is your take on the official Army manual for operations in the U.S. for re-education camps and slave labor? Am I anti-American for not thinking that North Korean-style government is the way to go?
Absolutely, you're not.
What is your view on this, sir?
I'm 100% against it, and when the NDAA passed on New Year's Eve, I started my own YouTube channel and started video blogging about why this is wrong and why military members need to wake up and start thinking about getting out of the service.
Break down from your perspective. I mean, they've always been getting the camps ready the last 20 years, but now they've accelerated their construction. That's on record. But now admitting their re-education camps. I mean, I've been to the drills and seen them doing this type of stuff, but this is admission. This, as one commenter said, I was saying this is an indictment. They convict themselves. And the commenter on my video I shot this morning titled Army to Oversee Torture and Slave Labor in America, commenter, in fact, it's still the top comment up there, said, this isn't a manual. This is a confession.
Yeah, I'm pretty amazed that they came out and so blatantly spelled out the fact that this is for American citizens as well as operations overseas. So I don't know if they're getting more overconfident or if they're somebody who's writing the manuals might be saying, well, maybe if we put it out there a little like this, maybe people will start waking up. I don't know.
Well, undoubtedly, I've had national media tell me, look, I really like what you're doing, but they'll never let me publish it if I don't attack you a little bit. And they're so arrogant and stupid, these globalists above me, that as long as I just throw a few names in and make a few jokes, they think that's effective. I know it's not. And then the article comes out and actually helps us. So I've had multiple national publications where off record they say, listen, I'm on your side. It's already happening. It's already happening.
Absolutely. And on that note, I want to point something out that's happening to me. I've been out of work since August of last year, and I've been applying for jobs. And with my resume and background, nobody's given me the time of day, which is leading me to think that perhaps Homeland Security is blacklisting veterans, especially ones that might be speaking out.
Well, no, they said that in the new system, you won't get a job unless Homeland Security says it's a no-fly, no-gun-buy. And if we give into that and say, okay, I'll do what you say or I won't have a job, that's what the Soviets did when they'd occupy a place first. The Nazis did that. And if you give in, you lose everything. These are terrorists. And that's why they're bringing in this classical system. I mean, we have the Attorney General saying he meets with the media heads to brainwash the American people against the Second Amendment. I mean, they see themselves as brainwashers. Every action movie that I rent or buy, because I've got an old treadmill and an old DVD player, people are like, get it on Netflix. The point is, every movie I see when I jog in the garage every morning, every action movie I watch now, Everyone has checkpoints in them and black uniforms and has someone say, what's this? Oh, just a routine checkpoint. I keep forgetting the name of the latest movie. It's got, it's not Salt, which is really stupid. And that's got checkpoints all over it. It's got a chick who's a Marine, who's a private contractor trying to save a hostage. And then they actually kill the hostage and try to set her up. And then she's running through, you know, like Colorado and the ice. And she's and they drive up to a checkpoint. She says, what's this? And the guy says, oh, just a routine checkpoint. I mean, folks, that is there in every movie. How creepy in America we have collaborators in the media implanting messages to acclimate everyone to checkpoints everywhere. And in all these movies, they're showing the government searching houses without warrants. And the CIA director comes out and says, we're spying on you without warrants. That's illegal on two fronts. Spying without a warrant's illegal, and the CIA domestically is illegal. But again, they're throwing it in our face. Why do you think that is, Gerald?
They're just trying to show us that they're the dominant animal and that we are the submissives and we need to accept our place.
And again, I could see being a coward and rolling over and working with the system if it was just boss hog corrupt. It's not. These are eugenicists who are spiking the food and water, and I've published, republished, and linked to the Rockefeller, the White House science czar, all of them. They're doing it. You can't make a deal with them. If I hear one more person call me and say, you have such courage, we admire you. No, I don't. No, I do not. This is self-preservation, folks. You don't make a deal with these people. It's a slow, soft kill. All we can do is all in. And before, look, if they're talking about gagging and torturing people to keep them quiet in the re-education centers, let's fight them in the larger re-education camp that is America and fight them with asymmetrical info war at the grassroots level everywhere. And let's advertise local groups to start businesses or work together to hire veterans. You know, let's do things like that, because what they do is they cycle. What happens, sir, is they psychologically tested you when you're in the military, undoubtedly. They have a file on what decisions you made. They've got algorithms on what you do. They have a file. Vets that are awake are the ultimate enemy. Vets that are Dudley do right and do whatever they're told are recruited into policing. But a lot of those actually wake up later. The globalists have a big problem. They're able to loot the country of $27-plus trillion in the last few years. They're able to gut things, shut down the industry. They're in control of that, but they're not in control right at the local level. You understand? They still haven't made everybody immoral yet. That's their final problem they've got. We've got to hit them at every level. Anything else?
Yes, I'm a writer as well, and I joined the Army in 1986 so I could research what it's like to be a soldier, so I could create the character that would be, you know, a soldier would pick up the book and read it and say, this guy's been there. And my publishing website is bluefalconpress.com, and I also want to point out about jobs, getting jobs in America. I have been on so many websites applying for jobs, and you have to go through a psych eval as part of your application. Were you aware of that?
Yeah, and you know they integrate it, and it's mentally ill to be moral. I appreciate your call. No, we're living in a giant re-education camp. I mean, the system admits that. They've only got it turned up, though, you know, three clicks on the stove. It can go all the way up to 12. And they're just turning the heat up, turning the heat up, turning the heat up, turning the heat up. Man, it's bad. Let's go to Jesse in New Orleans, former U.S. Army, to give us his take on this. Go ahead. Hello, Jesse. Okay, Jesse's away from his phone. Thank you, Jesse. Let's go to David, who is Navy, listening on an iPad or iPod. Go ahead, you're on the air.
How you doing, Alex? Great to be on. I'm really fired up. From up there, I could tell you now. The military really appreciate what you're doing for us.
Well, thank you. What's your view on America secretly trying to adopt the people that have hijacked America, a North Korean model?
I'm disgusted with it. And I can tell you this, it really boggles my mind with what was coming out with Breitbart and the whole underground weather group and how they were this was their plan. This was their plan.
And that's what Breitbart was going to come out with, was Obama at meetings talking about re-education. He dies, and they release some flimsy thing a few weeks later, nothing to do with what he said, and now the coroner's dead. I mean, how obvious does this have to get?
Being active duty, there's only... you obviously know that there's some stuff I can't say, but it's mind-blowing. It really is. People really need to start opening their eyes, see what's going on.
What you're saying is what we're talking about is accurate from what you've seen.
It's absolutely accurate. And you know something? Like you say, the minority makes the difference. It's never the majority, no matter where it is. What I would really like to see is somebody... See, I will go back and I'll do the research on my own, and see where the links are. But I think for somebody's got to link everything from the Rothschilds and Waterloo all the way up to what we're seeing right now. So the average person that doesn't want to go out and do the research can just see it all in line how it's...
Yeah, we need to produce like a 10-minute graphical, animated... I think I was just thinking about that this weekend. And starting the piece out showing a risk set and saying, people play this as children or in college, but there's a real game for world government, and break down how the bankers have done it. And again, it's not just like they want to conquer us and then have a civilization. They want to kill everybody is what's horrible. I mean, once they get their world government in place, God, Katie, bar the door.
Exactly.
Well, obviously you can't talk about classified stuff, but... now that it's public, have you seen similar manuals to this for re-education camps in America?
Personally, have not seen it, but what really, I wonder why no other, like Drudge usually will cover almost anything you have. I wonder why it's not, this is big news. This really should be on every major news network out there. I'm pretty surprised that Drudge hasn't linked it yet.
Well, again... Nobody's perfect. We make mistakes sometimes, and something this shocking, even though it is triplicate confirmed with the whole background information, I'll guarantee you Drudge is probably waiting with something like this until so-called mainstream media covers it. And you notice they're not. They didn't cover the NDAA the first few weeks we were running around freaking out. Drudge did cover that. And then they said, no, it's not for citizens. And they went, oh, it is for citizens, but Obama's not going to sign it. I mean, people didn't believe it the first few days when Obama came out and said Congress isn't over war anymore. Drudge did cover that, but yeah, we'll see what happens. God bless you, sir. I appreciate your call. Let's talk to Rudy in Washington, D.C., Marine Corps. What do you make of re-education camps? I mean, North Korea is not so bad. Maybe George Washington would have loved Kim Jong-il, huh?
No, exactly. I think it's unbelievable. And as far as here in D.C., from what I've seen, I haven't seen anything, too close to re-education camps. But we have been doing a lot of riot control training, stuff like that. And, I'm just calling for support. I want you to know that I'm trying to get the news out here with the Marines here. I'm trying to get the word out. And I'm a big fan of you. There's a guy named Hal Lindsey. He has a lot of good information. And Ron Paul, huge supporter of Ron Paul.
How many Marines you talk to are somewhat alike?
From, not tons, but, there are guys like me who are out there spreading the word.
And well, that's good news. Look, to break down how they're going to do this, the economy keeps collapsing. They're basically moving towards the poorhouse model that England had, where they're going to lock up the homeless people. This is already happening, where they won't let you sleep or camp anywhere, but then they lock you up at night in facilities. Then there's crime. So then there's low security prison areas. Then there's areas for political dissidents. That's what this breaks down. The regular military just does riot control. And then during that hysteria, political dissidents get picked up who are blamed for it. They're loaded on the trucks and taken to the facilities. And then it's specialized people. Who do you think the Army and Marine Corps hired to run prison camps? They'd have regular Marines and Army on the outside, but in the inner dungeons, they would hire disgraced federal and state prison guards as contractors, or they would hire them and get them into the military and grease the skids for them. And that's who they hire. That's who they want. So see, that's how this compartmentalization works.
See, I'm a low down guy, so you know I'm not up there. I'm not too high in the ranks, so I mean I wouldn't know a ton. But here, low down in the enlisted field, I got guys. You know, like I said, I'm getting the word out there, and there are some guys. And you know, at first they'll start to they kind of just stay away from it because I don't know, they have other things on their mind, like you know, going out partying, drinking, and stuff like that. But you know, I kind of feel like it's almost scary to them. So it's so scary, they don't want to believe it, and they kind of just distance themselves from it. But when they really start learning about it, and you really start feeding them the information, it starts making sense. They start to, hey, you know, they start getting a little interested, and they start listening. And
well, here's the deal. History is scary. And if you look what the founders talked about, they went through all of this as well. They had re-education camps. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead. It's, yeah, I was just saying that, you know, once it's all about really getting that information to them. They got to read it for themselves is the thing, you know.
Well, that's right, and we've got to counter all this so that as it gets phased in to your level, people have already heard about it, and instead of accepting it, they know it's bad, see? That's why we're holding this thing back. Infowars.com, the listeners of this show, the activists out there, we're doing amazing things together. God bless you. I appreciate your call. Okay, we got Dan, and we've got many, many others that are patiently holding, and I got a bunch of other news, and Catherine Albrecht. Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live here. And you know why the globalists want to use mercenaries. You know why they want to use foreign troops. It's because they are going to have trouble getting our police and military to carry out these activities. That's why the feds are creating all these new bureaucracies to harass and fine and fee people. And they're going into organic food stores with guns drawn. It's all part of implying that the people are bad and the system is good. Think about how many times I told you there was a plan to microchip U.S. military personnel. And now that's in the news today. In fact, guys, I had all those articles yesterday. Will you reprint them and put them in the Catherine Albrecht bio for me ahead of her joining us? Because I may have one for her, but I don't see one here. And I know she was set up last minute, but I probably need to get that. I mean, I know there's all this world news, and I've been spending most of the time, the last 3-4 shows, on the prison camp situation. Because here it is admitting that these emergency centers are for re-education of the American people. I mean, that's like them digging up bodies in your next-door neighbor's backyard. It's a big deal. And again, the story is extremely viral on the web, but I could care less about that just so InfoWars gets a bunch of traffic, and at least it's waking up some people. But we need to punch this out. The reason they don't want this to break, and the reason the system's fighting to keep this from becoming a big news story, and the reason we're going to keep beating the drum to make sure it does break through, is because it's going to be a big story. I mean, this is going to wake a lot of people up if we have a national debate about re-education camps and slave labor in army manuals for U.S. citizens. I know why PSYOPs hit us day one, saying it wasn't real. I understand. Wow, look at this headline. Revealed, U.S. secretly releasing top Taliban insurgents in exchange for peace pledges. That's what they tell them. They really retrain them and send them to other countries like Syria. And again, I think of the general public, how not even ignorant, just how unawake they are. When I hear national news this weekend on XM, I was listening to Fox, CNN, all of it quite a bit when I was driving, and it was always the same. Assad's bad. The ceasefire isn't doing well. They would imply he'd broken it and then admit that, well, there are government buildings getting blown up. Yeah, that's that bad Assad. Al-Qaeda, on record, real Al-Qaeda, is in there, Western-backed, blowing stuff up to break the ceasefire so the UN can come in and take over the country, just like they did Libya. And it's such a crime that's being committed. Let's go to Dan in Georgia. I got about a minute and a half before we go to break. Go ahead, Dan, Navy. What's your view on all this?
I will not go to a retraining camp. It's just not something I'm going to do. I've made my peace with the Lord, and I will fight when the time comes.
Well, that's because you're a terrorist. I mean, how dare you not want to go to a re-education camp? They're good in North Korea.
Well, the chances of coming out alive in one piece, not very good for me, people like me.
You don't want to be in there with about 100 TSA guys having their way with you? That doesn't sound fun?
No, because I get firsthand information from a TSA friend, and there's a lot going on out there that we never hear about.
Really? Tell me what you're... Because there's a couple different types. There's ones that just want the paycheck, but then there's the manager types who keep getting caught in every crime you can imagine. Drug dealing, child molesting, raping, murder. I mean, and now they're... Oh, by the way, it's admitted. They don't even do a background check now. It's like, hey, felons, come on. Stalin did it. Why not?
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
This third hour will be jam-packed with news and Catherine Albrecht. Dr. Catherine Albrecht, expert on the surveillance grid. Right now, let's go back to Dan in Georgia. Dan, so what does your TSA friend tell you?
Well, right now he's suffering from cancer that he got from the machines at the Atlanta airport.
Oh.
And I took some of your articles and emailed them to him, and it created an uproar at the Atlanta airport.
See, we've got to do that. People don't know how they can take all our articles. By the way, John Hopkins, they have cancer clusters for 8 years where they've had naked body scanners in Boston, and they covered it up. Sevenfold increase in cancer of the TSA workers. And so it created an uproar, huh, when they got those messages?
Well, yes. They had a lot of people that have gotten sick and disappeared, and a lot of them did get cancer that they know of. But let me stop you right there.
That's why Austin, they want to squeeze people. They're scanning everybody in Austin. They're being particularly mean because they know that's what the legislatures are and because they fought them. Literally, the feds are showing us. But it doesn't matter. Those are all walking dead. So go ahead and laugh at us. You're all dead. Your bosses are going to radiate you. Well, I'm sorry to hear about your friend.
Well, he's a good guy, and he feeds me information. Like just the other week, there was 25 Chilean soldiers come through the airport wearing civilian clothes. And they had to call him because their rifles were not locked. They didn't even have a key to lock their rifles up. And he had to go and try to find a way to lock their rifles.
That's right. Foreigners are allowed to have guns. Citizens are scum. Again, in the new America, the new re-education camp America, we're the bad guys. Anybody else is good.
And he feels that American people just aren't going to wake up. But we still got hope.
Well, I bash the TSA a lot because of the leadership of it and everything. But again, despite all the things I say about them, half the time they go, listen, we want to get control of the union and not have to do this. And we know it's bad. And I'm like, well, you better quit me. And they're like, I need the job. But then every time I refuse the scanner, they send over the manager. And that's always the thug going, Jones, you troublemaker. And I like look at the guy and I go, you're actually trying to intimidate me. You're not embarrassed to act like this. You're not intimidating. It's really weird. I mean, these people are scum. Can you imagine wanting an authority job so you could swing your weight around on people? Can you imagine how pathetic those people must be?
I'm not cut out like that myself, but I'm not going to the reorganization retraining camps. In fact, I'm loading magazines now, these 100-round drums, just so that... I'll be ready when the time comes, and I've hooked up with some Green Berets, and they know what's going down. And I found myself sitting at a Cracker Barrel restaurant with three Green Berets and three SWAT team trainers. And I was a low man on the totem pole.
Oh, and you say they're aware of what's going on?
They are aware, and they are preparing. And I've known this one Green Beret most of my life. That's why I'm part of their group now. But they are very aware. In fact, I remember seeing him bring home books about the continuity of government and the building of nation building. And they were classified as restricted, highly restricted. I didn't get to do anything but thumb through them, nothing but writing, but he had to sign for each and every book.
Yeah, it's bad news. Basically, it's money-changing, fractional reserve banking, fraud families run the whole planet. They're mopping up the final countries. They want to mop up freedom in America, and they're getting checkmated because our forebears gave us the liberties. They fought for the liberties and put them in place. So it's a time bomb for the New World Order.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us into this hour. It is the seventh day of May 2012 on this Monday edition. We have a wonderful planet, a wonderful country. There are good people all across this world. The good people outnumber the bad people. But if you watch the news, everything is childlike. Everything is done in a joking way, except for when they get real serious and talk to you like you're a child and say the government wants to keep you safe. Well, what is the government? It's not the country. And when the government goes bad, you get tyranny. When the people fear the government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty. Thomas Jefferson said that. George Washington said similar things. And this is really common sense that we're talking about here, my friends. This is common sense. And it's time to warn everyone you know and say no to the tyranny. I mean, I remember, just to show how our State Department has changed, because it's been corrupt for a long time, but a decade or so ago, the State Department put out reports about China putting baby parts in cosmetics and selling political dissidents' organs. And then a few years later, they put out a piece debunking conspiracy theories with no facts and said that it was a conspiracy theory that China sold political dissidents' organs or used baby parts for different medicines and cosmetics. Not mentioning that the State Department previously had talked about it. I mean, the State Department doesn't criticize Chinese human rights abuses on any front now to speak of. And now China uses us as the model, saying we're going to pass our own NDAA to secretly arrest citizens. We're going to do all of this, and it's no big deal. And they said because America did it. Now, let me show you another article, then we're going to go to our guest. Thousands of pills, 17,000 to be exact, filled with powdered human baby flesh discovered by customs officials in South Korea. And this is just one shipment. The pills are very popular. Women think it makes them beautiful. Many of the top cosmetic companies, this came out many years ago, in France are getting it from babies that have been killed in China. But folks, most of the vaccines you take are grown on dead fetal tissue. I mean, and again, I'd cover this and be called a conspiracy theorist. Because people couldn't believe this was happening. They just say, oh, you know what? You're making it up. You're making it up. It's not real. You're making it up. Our government would never do something like that. Well, all these governments are doing it. I mean, I just read where human rights aid from England is being used to forcibly sterilize people in India. All of this is giant covert operations going on domestically. Now, again, I heard this last year and didn't believe it and went and looked it up, and sure enough, it was true. And then earlier this year, was it in January, a federal court ruled that shareholders aren't allowed to be involved in the decisions or allowed to know exactly what they're doing with the baby parts in Pepsi. But one of our listeners heard me mention this at the first of the show and has made a graphic. It's now posted at Infowars.com on the front page if you want to see it. It says, it shows a Pepsi bottle with a fetus being dropped down on top of it, imitating some of their real ads, and it says, now with dead fetus cells. Refresh your world with dead fetus cells for the flavoring. Well, industries want to take a byproduct and make it profitable. And you got millions of abortions a year here. You got tens of millions in China. I mean, the number's astronomical. And so they want to do something with it. And so now you've got White House advisors and others and top bioethicists coming out and saying babies are like mackerel. That's a quote by Peter Singer. Let's kill them up to age 3. And then the big bioethicist board comes out and says, you know what? Since, you know, the kids, most of them are going to be born autistic or mentally retarded from all the stuff we're doing to them, let's just start killing them. From 1 in 25,000 to 1 in 58, to they're talking in 4 to 5 years, 1 out of 9 to 10. And then a few years after that, it'll be every 1 out of 3. And they're like, everything's fine. Everything's good. The government loves you. Take some more shots. And here's another article out of the Daily Mail. Watch what you type. Surveillance cameras so strong they can zoom in to read text messages. Now, I wanted to get Catherine Albrecht on because I saw a article in WorldNet Daily, and I saw a couple others in the Business Insider and others, and sure enough, went over to DARPA. That's who funds over 90% of the university technology training and research. And there they are saying what I knew a long time ago. They've been chipping some of the special forces and officers for a long time, and heads of state in other countries. That's been in the news. There's been rollouts to chip old people, and there's been rollouts to do things like chipping prisoners. That was in Reuters, and then it got pulled in California. They signed a contract, 6 years ago to do that, but then there was such a backlash it got pulled. So the point is, oh, you want to get in the cool Baja Beach Club, you got to have a microchip. That was going on 6-7 years ago. But now they're coming out saying, yeah, for their safety, for their medical reasons, they need a chip. So again, all this is happening. I wanted to get her on about that, but first I wanted to throw this at her with the internet censorship, CISPA, all this. Catherine, what do you make of the CIA director a month and a half ago admitting that they're building tech in to all the major appliances, dishwashers, computers, cell phones, to track and listen to everybody? Why do you think they're getting so brazen, where just 6 years ago Bush would lie and say we're not spying on you without warrants, and now it's just get used to it? What do you think is happening? Why are they doing this right now? Again, Catherine Albrecht, who's a host on this network, needs no introduction. She's also a doctor from Harvard in these areas of research. And, of course, you can find out more at CatherineAlbrecht.com. What do you make of all this, Catherine? Why are they coming out in the open?
Well, you know, it's funny, isn't it, Alex? Because you and I have been warning people about this for over a decade, saying, yo, it's coming. And people say, oh, no, come on. That's that, you know, you're jumping the gun. It's just theoretical. It's just proposals. It's just patent filings. They're never actually going to do it. And, you know, it was a couple of years ago, something actually occurred to me, Alex, and I figured out how they do this. And I'm sure you've also figured this out probably long before I did, that first they'll accuse you of pie in the sky, you know, that'll never happen. Slippery slope, you're imagining things, you're a conspiracy theorist, but they float it out there anyway. They float it out in the Hollywood movies, they float it out in these proposals, they float it out in these weird news articles. Oftentimes I've had to correct a lot of them because they're simply flat wrong about, there was one Reuters put out that was picked up by hundreds of different news outlets that in Mexico, the attorney general was microchipping his staff, and I actually, you know, went back and tracked it down, and it wasn't hundreds of people like they'd said, it was only a handful. And anyway, so they give you kind of
they
this,
do it to normalize it, like, hey, yes, everybody's getting a chip.
But see, what's interesting about it, though, Alex, is when they first put it out there and then you pursue it, it turns out to not be true. So the people who are banging the gong and going, look out, this is terrifying, all wind up with egg on their face. They say, no, it's not happening. That's just Hollywood. Or no, that wasn't 100 people. That was 3 people. What's wrong with you? And once it gets into the public psychology, and because, 97% of people are sitting there glued to their televisions all day long, once it gets into your psyche and you can overcome that that initial reluctance and that initial feeling of revulsion that everybody feels by saying, oh, no, it's not really real. Then you wait a couple of years, then you turn around and you do it for real, and people are past that initial resistance. And at that point, people start saying, oh, yeah, you know, that old thing. And so what I've come to understand is you're either jumping the gun or you're beating a dead horse, but there's never a correct time to criticize the technology. And they've wired the game in such a way, they've rigged it, so we're either too early or we're too late.
That's right. They phase it in to where now it's like, so they're setting up re-education camps and slave labor. I mean, what? Of course they are. We need them.
That's right. So when you first say it, then they want to dismiss you. You're a nut, and it's impossible. But yet you'll notice that they talk about it a lot. You know, it's not like it's quiet. It gets talked about, but laughed at and ridiculed. So it gets into people's heads, gets into their subconscious, and gets accepted, even though people think they're resisting it. And I'll give you a great example: the movie Minority Report. I know you've talked about this on your show too, Alex. Those spiders, you know, Tom Cruise is he's trying to evade the bad guys, and they've got the spiders, and they come under the door and through the windows, and they go through the apartment onto everybody's bed, and it's just part of the, you know, your papers, please, on steroids, and they scan everybody's irises. And when we all saw that movie years ago, we were like, that's really creepy. How could, you know, whoa, that's Hollywood, wow. Well, of course, it turns out that you've actually got companies that have now created those spiders that can actually do pretty much that. And all of us go, oh, yeah, whatever. You know, I saw that 10 years ago in Minority Report. Where's the outrage? Where's the shock? You know,
or face recognition software when you walk by and the billboard is tailored to you. Now stuff like that's coming out, and it turns out it's all predictive programming to condition us to accept it. Catherine, every action movie I see now has checkpoints everywhere, and one of the actors will say, just a routine checkpoint. Mm-hmm. So now that's a product placement or behavior placement, as they call it.
That's a good way of putting it.
I mean, yes, this is so creepy.
It's a behavior placement. Thank you. That's a perfect, I love that description, because we know product placements. You see the Mountain Dew on the table 50 times, and the next time you're at the grocery store, you see Mountain Dew, and you go, oh, yeah, I know that. And your mind doesn't even associate. I know that because I saw it in a movie. But subconsciously, you're saying, oh, yeah, the beautiful starlet and that really hot action star, you know, they were drinking this, and then you just involuntarily reach out and grab it.
Watch the Gran Torino, there's Diet Cokes everywhere. They're being paid for that. Or you watch other shows, there's McDonald's everywhere. But that's one thing. But when there's an anti-family, anti-liberty, pro-tyranny message, it just shows how creepy this is. And by the way, I didn't coin that, Catherine. I always called it propaganda placement or police state placement when they were selling tyranny. They came out in the Wall Street Journal a few years ago and said it's what the government's called quietly for years, behavior placement. So their word is behavior placement. And so, folks, realize, notice the unified field in all the media. That shows you how controlled it is. Your tax money is paying to brainwash. Yeah, tell them there's a world government coming down on us, and we got to say no. Okay, Catherine, I want to give you the floor in this short segment and then coming up the next to break down the latest from DARPA saying, well, we do want the troops to have microchips to monitor their health. We care about them. Tell us about that.
This DARPA thing is so freaky. And, you know, I took a bunch of classes at MIT because you can kind of cross enroll through Harvard and MIT. So I was at the Media Lab there for a while. And the Media Lab is where they do a lot of this really cutting edge, kind of futuristic stuff. Like they had countertops that could tell what ingredients you put on them because of RFID tags. And that kind of ties into your earlier reference to all of our appliances being able to listen to us through the smart grid and transmit information. All that stuff going on through the Media Lab at MIT. And this whole thing with Minority Report, it was interesting, but Beth Givens from the Privacy Rights Clearinghouse actually talked to those guys. We interviewed her for our book, Spy Chips, and she said that the folks who put together the movie Minority Report actually interviewed people doing defense research and people working at MIT to come up with all of those topics and all those themes. So it's all... It's all part of a big picture of military, industrial, academic, corporate research happening behind the scenes and then somehow funneling its way in to these Hollywood movies to give you this futuristic view. And of course, the reason they can get away with it, Hollywood paints it as something really dark and bad. And we all look at it and we root for the good guy and he's running away from the bad guys in the dark, encompassing surveillance world. And we're always cheering for the good guys. Nevertheless, even though they're giving you this image and encouraging you to root for the right guy, the rest of it is working its way deep, deep into your subconscious. Now, this thing about DARPA, I don't know to what extent this is vaporware. DARPA is, as your listeners are probably aware, the defense research thing here, which is they are the people who put out our tax dollars and then ask for proposals and solicitations from companies out there. And this is why we know about them, because they are required by law to make these public, because they're spending public dollars. And they say, here is a request for proposals. Here's what we want to do. We have money. Companies out there, submit back to us. Give it your best shot. Tell us how you could pull this off. And then we will pay you and give you the contract. And then you develop it. And at that point, it becomes top secret and nobody hears about it. But during this solicitation process, if people want to check this out, they can go to DARPA.mil. And I'm always nervous going to any .mil website, especially DARPA's website, because believe me, if there's ever a website that could, like, I don't know, look through your brain through the computer screen, it would be DARPA. So I would encourage you to be careful going to DARPA.mil. You know, StartPage has the proxy, so that's how I get there.
But let me just stop you. You're not being paranoid. When people went to get that Obama car rebate, it would give them a message saying the federal government has taken control of your computer.
I remember that. I remember that. People freaked out.
No, Google's now been caught breaking passwords, stealing them, just out of hand, breaking through cookie blockers.
And tracking iPhones and, all kind of crazy stuff.
Yeah, so, but you're still paranoid and bad because you were proven right. Please continue, bad lady.
Yeah, so startpage.com, and I just have to put in a plug because there's a free proxy there. So if you search for DARPA.mil or solicitations or requests for proposals at StartPage, you will be able underneath to click the proxy link to the DARPA.mil website, and StartPage will load it on its servers, and you can see it. Their server, so you never connect with DARPA, and DARPA never sees you, so they can't put software on your computer, they can't read your cookies, they can't put malware on, they can't do anything. They don't know you're there, they're just seeing StartPage's servers. So that's how I get there. But once you get there, you can look up, and I'm on a couple of different pages here. One of them is opportunities/solicitations, and you can see all the things that DARPA is required by law to tell the public that they are looking to spend money on. And of course, in amongst there is this really disturbing one that they wrote about in the World in a Daily article. This is called in vivo, meaning in live living flesh, in actual animals or humans, in vivo nanosensors for diagnostics. It is solicitation number DARPA BAA 1233. So you can find it right there on the DARPA.mil website. Again, go through startpage.com though. And when you get there, I'll just read the quick description. This is the very short summary. They say the goal is to develop biocompatible nanosensors that provide continuous, non-invasive, and highly accurate measurement of a variety of conditions and substances within the living tissue of animals, plants, and insects. Using non-toxic materials, the sensors will permit qualitative and quantitative assessment over large concentration ranges of glucose, lactate, and urea and large molecules. So they're talking nanosensors. They say they're non-invasive, but these things are obviously deep.
Oh, yeah, I saw
flesh.
The Pentagon new battle suit, and it automatically tests your urine and all this. Stay right there. We're going to come back and get into these. And, guys, reprint me those articles from 2 weeks ago about dangerous nanotech is in hundreds of foods and products, because now they're admitting that's getting in people's brains. There's already nanotech in the food we're eating.
I'm your masters of war. Here that build the big guns. Here that build the death planes. Here that build all the bombs. Here that hide behind walls. It hide behind discs. I just don't want you to know I can see through your mask.
The key to understanding why this is being done, you that never done, I want to get Catherine's take on this. But from my perspective and research, the elite believe they're going to become God. Now, the media picks that up and says, Alex Jones says the elite are going to become God. No, that's not what I say in Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement. That's not what I say on the show. The elite, and I give sources where they say they believe they're going to merge with machines and that that is the new evolutionary jump that's going to happen, and they're going to set up their planetary system and basically get rid of the population before we ever even get to that point. Now, whether they're going to carry that out or not, I don't know, but they've already been carrying out the precursors to it. And so, yeah, that's a scary thing, but it's real. And that's what we're facing as a society. Catherine, if you're just joining us, Dr. Catherine Albrecht, researcher, author into these subjects. From your research, what makes the globalists tick? What type of world are they trying to build? I mean, Google says they want to own the internet. They want to have over-the-horizon predictive powers with the computers to be able to tell mass events before they take place. It's a surveillance system where they can tell where mass movements are going to be able to head them off. But it's still humans at the end of the day that are in control of this, and humans that are willing to dominate and break laws. And so we have incredible power in the hands of very sadistic, wicked people. I mean, the final equation from your research, what is the New World Order? What is their end game? And what are some of the other cutting edge developments that you're watching?
You know, you really pegged it, because we all know the old phrase, knowledge is power. And this is about power. We also know Lord Acton's phrase, power corrupts, absolutely. And what we're now coming to a point, and you ask what drives these people, I think it is an unbridled lust for the ultimate form of power, which is the ability to decide who lives and who dies, the ability to decide who can procreate or who can live forever, the ability to decide which trees fall in which forest or where a frog jumps or everything else. Because in my research, I mean, you've got the IBM planetary skin, you've got them putting sensors in oceans, you've got them putting sensors in forests, into trees. I ran across a document by a big international forestry organization that actually came up with some statistics to figure out what it would cost to put an RFID microchip spy chip in every single sapling, every single tree on planet Earth. You know, the planet is getting small enough now that they're actually envisioning the ability to identify every single last animal and microchip them all. So it's really, you know, what would inspire someone to want to do that? And the only thing that I can think that would inspire someone to want to do that is if they're kind of tapping into a darker desire, which gets us onto the spiritual realm, which is the desire to be completely and totally in control, like God. And, you know, you can go all the way back to the Garden of Eden, and of course, the conversation that occurred there between Satan and Adam and Eve, that conversation, you know, the foundation of Western civilization, trace it all the way back to its beginning, and that conversation was all about power. You know, the knowledge of good and evil, you will become like gods. Just take a bite out of this apple. And by the way, let me point out that all you listeners out there who have Apple iPads and iPhones and laptop computers, you are carrying around the visual representation of that symbol all day long. You've got the apple with a bite out of it. That represents a deal that was struck when the offer was made. Hey, listen, I will make you like gods. You will have the power of God. And of course, the reality is the only power from God is from God. You know, when God gives you power, that's real power. When God has power, that's real power. But when you get into this technological, twisted, dark stuff, it always, always, always comes with a price. And in fact, we opened Spy Chips with a quote by C.P. Snow from the New York Times. This is back in the 1970s. And he said, technology is a queer gift. It gives you great gifts with one hand and stabs you in the back with the other. And I can think of no technology. I've been reading all these books about the Luddites and about the 1800s and the implementation of all these technologies and where they all got their start. And all of them have come with this huge downside. And ultimately, that downside is going to be the destruction of our entire planet. Look at what's going on over in Fukushima. Look at what happened in Hiroshima.
And by the way, I have more articles. Speaking of that, Fukushima Reactor Number 4, vulnerable to catastrophic collapse, could unleash 85 times the cesium-137 radiation of Chernobyl. And the Japanese government even admits that. The Pentagon says it's a national security threat, but they just had the EPA and FDA raise the level and say that higher levels of radiation is now just safe. Again, they could care less about real environmental crises. They're telling us humans are evil because of carbon dioxide, but reactors blowing up, that's not a problem.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? And yeah, they will keep moving the bar, and that's what's happening. You keep moving the bar further and further out as to what's acceptable, what's tolerable, what we'll put up with. And this is one of the things that I said to Bob Unruh when he interviewed me from WorldNet Daily. He said, listen, they're not going to come one day with tanks and guns, and maybe they will, but believe me, it's not going to happen until people are really softened up for it, and say, hey, get a microchip. It's going to be little by little, and you're going to have, you know, kids 15, 18 years old going, cool, you mean if I have a microchip implant, then I can just ask questions and my Google goggles will just give me the answer.
No, exactly. Right there, that's what the Pentagon said decades ago, as you know, is that they would entice people. DARPA said people will basically end up begging for all of this. And then the final pockets of Luddites, of Amish, of people like that, that are already being harassed, it'll be, well, they weren't giving them training, or they weren't giving them access to all this, and then they'll come and be picked up for other reasons. They always phase it in, like the TSA, like everything else.
You know, I talk about on my radio show a lot, Alex, that there's an 80% cutoff, that once you've got 80% of the population doing anything, fill in the blank, whatever it is, then you can force the other 20% to get on board. And I'm already seeing this with the toll transponders, those little things people put, the fast pass and easy pass things they put in their windshield to go through the tolls. I won't use one. I don't use one. I never will use one. I will take surface streets before I'll use one of those things, because that's an RFID-based spy chip tracking device in your car. However, now that they've got 80% of people on board in many communities around the country, now they're moving to make those mandatory, where you can't even pay cash. There's no option of paying cash. Same thing is true with all of these different technologies. Once 80% of people have smartphones, there's going to be a requirement. You know, just like a social security number, you can't get a job without one. So all the holdouts back in the 30s, 40s, 50s who said, oh, that's the mark of the beast, they all had to sign up, or they died off and then their kids signed up. Same thing is going to happen with the cashless society. Same thing is going to happen with near-field communication cell phone payments. And ultimately, they're pushing for that same thing to happen with the implants. So I would look for the implants. It is, you know, we were out there protesting. I did a prayer vigil and a march against the chipping of the Alzheimer's patients in Florida. If people want to go to antichips.com, they can see not only the photos of that event, but they can also see, I don't know, it's like a 50-page document, an academic document that I wrote about those microchips causing cancer in laboratory animals. So there's also, I think, like a 100-page or 100-question FAQ answer. Antichips.com. People can check it out and learn more about these implants. But, you know, the whole move of these implants, there are a couple of stupid companies like the Verichip Corporation, with all its various names, that come out and say, oh, well, we want to sell this as a product. I don't think it's going to happen that way. People don't want an ID microchip. But if you turn around and instead say, you'll be able to listen to music and access Facebook and you know, get your email through this little implant, you're going to have a stampede of people wanting to do it. Because and I think a part of it, Alex, and I know you and I are doing all we can, but our generation and the folks out there listening to this show, we are not doing a very good job reaching out to young people and helping them understand why this stuff matters. And we are not Madison Avenue. They are getting their information from the schools, which is the government, 12,000 hours of seat time. Actually, it's 14,000 hours of seat time. So they've got the government doing all of this forming. They've got television, which is all the folks we were just talking about, giving you all this in advance and doing the behavioral placements. And then we've got Madison Avenue, which has a definite interest in our kids not caring about privacy, because they know the more they know about us, the more they can get us to part with our money. And so all of these forces and all of these informational sources are promoting this stuff. And we, who in past eras, you know, parents, grandparents, the people in your community, the we are not having an influence on young people.
Well, there is no community. All there is television, and then people watch it, and then outside of watching it, they sit around and talk about what happened on the television. So human society is organized around a bunch of propaganda and brainwashing. And I mean, that's the proof of the New World Order's crimes, is not just all the admissions and convictions, Catherine, but the anti-family, anti-human, poisonous messages they shovel. Let me ask you this. I mean, I know that a decade ago, WashTech, the Washington Post, had a monthly technology magazine, and I even interviewed one of their writers, and he went to a big symposium and bragged. He said the media is pushing body modification and all this ahead of getting everyone ready to take implantable chips. And you think about the fact that these globalists operate in 10, 20, 30-year plans and work in concert together as a ruling class, enjoying the fact that they govern the world and roll out the PR, and then we buy into it like an artificial habitat, like we're animals drinking from the poison, you know, water well that they've poisoned, the poison system. I mean, this is... So what you're saying about technology being double-edged, they're designing it all to be oppressive and to have the back doors. And so I think it's the message of showing people how it's being deployed to ensnare and entrap. But then what do you do? Because already to communicate in the matrix and to reach people in the matrix, you have to be in the matrix.
Right. That's right. And, you know, I always go back, Alex, when I get frustrated by that, because I'm not going to get an iPhone. So I may be like that guy in the 1920s who was driving his mule team down Main Street while the cars were honking, because I'm not going to get an iPhone. That's where I'm drawing the line, because I know that that's going to be near field communication. That is one step away from the implant. It's those phones, and they're already a privacy disaster. So what I take solace in, though, Alex, when I think about that, is I always think about what it says in the Bible: what you intended for evil, I have turned to good. So there is nothing out there that Satan can throw at us, that these technological monsters who want this transhumanism, there's nothing that they can throw at us that if you maintain your integrity and stay within your own bounds, and I would encourage everybody, draw those boundaries now, because they're going to be really working on your psyche to try to get you to change them. Draw your boundaries now, figure out where they are, and then work within that. You know, I've got a very good friend who shares a lot of these views. She just got an Apple computer because she had to for work. And she says, well, you know, if I'm going to be logging onto Facebook, if I'm going to be logging onto these places for my work to convey these important privacy notions and to convey this important stuff, I'm going to do it with my eyes open, fully aware, and also not become addicted. They call it nomophobia, I think is the name of it. It's cell phone addiction. And they found that like over 50% of people are suffering from cell phone
addiction.
Listen,
I go to restaurants and places and people aren't even talking to each other, myself included. They're on the cell phones. Children, they've had studies, as you know, that have come out, are using a lot less words now. You can see people already being sucked into the matrix. What big studies came out a month ago? That it's reprogramming brains in a bad way and increasing autism. I mean, this is really, really coming to a head.
You know, I had somebody 28 years old write into me through my radio show and say, I went back to college. I'm in with a bunch of 18, 19, 20, 21-year-olds. And by the way, present company excluded, all you young people listening to Alex, amen to you and thumbs up. But, you know, he was writing that you can't even carry on a conversation with these people. They're shifting. Their eyes are shifting around. They're moving from foot to foot. They can't hear the end
of a statement.
They
have no attention span. They've been programmed down. I mean, we know it hurt children to have their attention span go from about an hour down to like 6-7 minutes for cartoons. Now it's a matter of seconds, and all they can do is gibber. And let me explain what I've understanding I've developed. Their brain waves are near, and this has been confirmed, near a dream state. So, and they're in a fantasy of a fake archetype program of the trendy they are. Of the Madison Avenue archetype they've taken on. And that's why they smile with pleasure and look down on everyone else's scum. So it's like people in the Matrix walking around that they're movie stars in the Matrix. It's just like the movie The Matrix, where he says, I don't remember anything. Put me back in. You know, make me a movie star. They are walking around thinking they're trendy, and there's no one even home now.
You know, it is the most disturbing thing. And so what do we do? Well, first of all, I think it is okay to put your foot in the water and use some of these technologies. I do. I'm not going to get a microchip implant. They will have to shoot me before I will ever do that. Or if you believe what the Bible has to say about that, they will behead the people who will refuse to ultimately sign up for whatever form the Mark of the Beast takes. So I've got my lines that I've drawn. I pay for all my payments in cash. I do not use a credit card. I can count on my fingers the number of times I've used a credit card in the last 10
years. We've got to keep cash alive.
We have to. But, you know, but again, I was thinking about this. The guy driving down Main Street in the 1920s in his mule cart, you know, at some point, that guy's going to get old and die, and then everybody drives a car. Or the people who said no to the telephones, who thought it was impersonal. You know, the Amish are fascinating to me because they've actually said no and let all of the freeway of technology race around them, and they're still on their mules without their phones.
Well, I can see people 300 years ago seeing those cesspit cities and saying, we don't want any part of this, we're going to the countryside.
That's right. Well, there's a new study out today that perhaps you saw that actually the Amish are the only population in America that seems completely resistant against all of the allergies that our kids have. So you look at that and you go, okay, well, what is it? Is it exposure to radio, you know, electromagnetic radio?
Radiation? Well, that's what the top scientists are saying is it's a cocktail. It's the GMO. It's the air conditioning chemicals. It's the computer screens. It's the frequency pollution.
Absolutely. And, you know, I was reading my Bible recently, and it refers to Satan as the prince of the air. And, you know, that really hit me. I was like, okay, so I've got a light outside my studio here that says on the air. And, you know, we're broadcasting out through the air. There's air all around us that is absolutely filled with communication. And fortunately, in our case, you know, we're communicating good stuff. But a lot of what that's floating around is impacting people's bodies. We've got radio waves. We had television waves up until recently. We've got all of this wireless Wi-Fi, RFID, all this stuff coming through the air.
But we can't see it, and that's where the globalists always come at you, in the food, in the water, in the hidden tech inside your iPhone. Everything is hidden. That's what a cult means, is hidden, and they are the masters of the hidden world, and they've built this whole hidden world around us, and now they told us, oh, that stuff doesn't exist, children, but now as they phase it out, they go, you know what, it did exist.
You know, and this is why this, just to tie this back to the nanotech thing and also to some of the other stuff we've been talking about, if they come up with this, if DARPA actually gets proposals on this and can pull it off, just a heads up for people, 12 months out, they want a safety demonstration in animals. By 42 months out, they actually want to demonstrate this nano platform tracking sensor in a large animal with 5 analyte detection. So a large animal, what are we talking? Like a dog, a moose, a cow? I don't know. But 42 months out, they want that. At what point can they just inject this into us and we don't even know what to do?
I got news for you. I know military that have taken chips. And I have, well, I'm not going to get it. I've had family that was told they were getting chips and now they won't talk about it. We'll be right back. Tech. I thought I'd give you a source on that. Chicago Tribune, MSNBC, and others. FDA says nanotech may need extra safety test. And the FDA is run by Monsanto, eugenicists, the globalist. I mean, it'll just make your head spin when you look at it. And they admit, oh, hundreds of food products and other things, they have nanotech in them. And yeah, it goes through the blood-brain barrier. These little nanotechs are in your brain. And then we'll just see neurological disorders, cancer, everything off the charts. It's getting, I mean, the numbers of pediatric cancers, diabetes, neurological disorders, breast cancer. We lead the world in that. It's all off the chart. And it's a tiny group of globalists who, A, could care less, but B, also like seeing people sick and dying, who are running this. And 99% of us plus need to understand that and get together and say, we are aware of your scientific dictatorship. We are aware of what you're trying to do because they're not in full control yet. And exposure can bring them down. Catherine, in closing, how are you doing with the treatment you've undergone for breast cancer?
I have really good news on that. I am done at the end of this month. Done. And as your listeners know, I had stage 3 breast cancer, 16 months of treatment. It has been the journey of a lifetime here. And May 23rd is my absolute last day. I get my final treatment, and then they give me a big hug and they send me out into the world and say, "Good luck, honey." And at that point, it's just a lot of prayer to make sure that it never comes back. Because you know the thing about cancer. once you kick it, if it comes back, it usually comes back terminal, and then you've only got, you know, a couple of years. Now, some people fight it then, but in the case of breast cancer, stage 4 breast cancer has about a 3% survival rate.
So all right,
I don't
well,
have that. I don't
okay,
have
good.
That. But I'd love it if the listeners would please keep me in your prayers. May 23rd is my last day. KMAshow.com is my website, and I have been a little remiss in blogging, but I've got a whole ton of blog stuff in there about my journey with cancer, and I'm going to be updating that shortly. Also, Alex, I wanted to ask you, I would love to have you be our celebrity spokesperson for Start Page. So I'm just going to throw that out. Maybe you and I can talk off the air. But we love you, and we know that you know, you are probably more than anybody else out there, the single voice who gets it, who understands the importance of this stuff, and who understands why we do not want to be under the thumb of these people who want to watch and
yeah, well, I already use people. StartPage.com. If you click on the search engine tab at InfoWars.com, it takes you to a StartPage search system. We don't even use Google anymore, even though I call it the NSA search engine to try to educate people. It's just a criminal organism. But yeah, well, I'll try to call you later today, Catherine. God bless you, and I'm flattered we'll talk soon.
God bless you. Thank you, Alex, for all you do.
You bet. There goes Catherine Albrecht, Dr. Catherine Albrecht. I am out of time here. Max, one of our IT guys, pointed out we had a whole bunch of people sign up for the free weekly newsletter. We also send out news alerts on it. If you go to the right-hand side of InfoWars.com, it says the InfoWars Insider. Simply put in your email address right there, and it signs you up for the free newsletter and alerts. Everybody that signs up, coming up Wednesday, we're going to send out an email that gives you the new web address and everything for the beta testing of the new social network. And for a few weeks, we're going to be beta testing it, but you'll have first dibs at setting it up there. I've had a lot of other stuff on the fire, but things are moving so quick, I'm just rushing everything out. This has been way behind, but I'm rushing a bunch of other new projects out. A social network for everybody to meet and get together. You can go to InfoWars.com/newsletter as well and find the URL to sign up for free for the InfoWars Insider. And finally, don't forget, we also carry the book. It's sold out everywhere else, or selling out everywhere else. I'm told they're printing more, but we have some. The Strategic Relocation is available at InfoWars.com by Joel Skousen, and more. So key information on that front. Help us get the re-education camp news out. We'll cover on the news tonight, 7 o'clock.
Thank you for listening to GCN.
7 Central. PrisonPlanet.tv.
PrisonPlanet.tv.
PrisonPlanet.tv.